Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The 2017 NFL Draft is in the books. We got a great show lined up for you. We're going to take a look at one Giants fan's fan cave. We're going to get to know Eli Apple. But to get the show started, we got JPP wired for sound. You know, the Giants opened this year in Dallas, as they did last year, and JPP was wired in that big blue win.
New York Giants football is on the air from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The New York Giants kick off their 92nd season as they square off against the Dallas Cowboys.
Have some fun out there. Let it roll.
Oh, you got a Jordan Long coat? I see you.
Yeah, man, looking good, right?
Yeah, I see you. Hey, Cole got a Jordan on. Hey, bring them dogs out tonight, man. O-line, don't wait till the last minute to play, bro. D-line gonna be playing from the first snap of the ball to the last snap of the ball. Let's go. Let's go, Pew.
We'll meet you there.
Hey, line on three. One, two, three.
Ah, let's go.
Check, check. Oh. Why out, why out?
A dance is going on out here, huh?
Uh-huh. Hey, let's go. We good? Hey, we good.
Go, now. Let's go.
Hey. Back up. Just be in front of you. That's all you got to do. Everybody else is going to shake off you, bro.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't worry about it getting outside. You can OB going to set that in. So it got it. Either way, it's got to come to you a snap. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I've been hitting
up
against that 8.
Nah, I'm
it's hitting in the opening. Right?
Hey,
in the
hey.
Don't let the squeeze up here so much.
Nah, but just play the beat in front of you. Not that. Hey, that's all you got to do, baby. Y'all gonna do something. Welcome back, brother. Welcome back. Hey, y'all boys gotta play, man. Hold your weight, baby, hold your weight. I came in, I came back out.
I know you did. I saw
you. Know
you
mean?
Hey, you can't block it. You want to go exit or you want to just say,
please, whatever.
I'm going to cover you. I'm going to put O over there. You got to cover
me.
All right?
South, south. You want to take more than that? You got to set that edge, man.
Come on.
Hey, we got to step up, baby. Down the sound, baby. Hey, 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 I felt you, baby.
Let's go.
I felt you.
Prescott in trouble. Throws, has Beasley incomplete. Pressure by Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, he's beat him inside. Now Doug Freeze guarding against the inside rush, and then JPP comes around the edge, and this has been a nice performance by Jason Pierre-Paul.
When I came around, he had the ball like this, bro. I kid you not, bro. I tapped the ball, and it fell, but he still hold on to it, and he threw that.
Hey, we gonna need y'all to play, baby.
Yep.
We gonna need y'all this series. Hey, we gonna need y'all. Come on now. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Giants up 20-19. 12 seconds to go. Prescott from a shotgun set. He's back to throw. He sidearms one right and wide open along the right side and caught. But he didn't go out of bounds. Is Terrence Williams. Now the Cowboys hustling the line. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. They're not gonna get the playoff. Ball game over. Williams didn't go out of bounds. He cut back to the middle of the field, and the Cowboys couldn't spike it.
Hey, first thing, I appreciate your effort today. Man, we played good team football there in the second half. Came up big offense, defense, special teams. Great team win there. Appreciate your effort. Congratulations on the double. W, make sure you stay humble in victory. All right? We're going to see these guys down the road. Stay humble. Stay humble. Great job. finding the path to victory. All right, that's what it's all about in this league, finding that path to victory. Eli, break us down.
Hey, Tim. Game ball. First win right here. Keep it going.
Go Giants on three. 1, 2, 3.
Giants!
JPP and the Giants defense came up huge in that opening win against the Cowboys. Now it's time to take a look at Jason Pierre-Paul's draft day memories.
To be honest, I didn't know what was going on. You know, I was still new to football at the time. They called me a raw breed, raw talent. When my name actually got, you know, called on the day of the draft, everybody got excited for me. But when I got here, I had to learn real quick. You know, it had great players, O.C. Tuck, Kiwi, Dave Tollison. I got to play with the best of the best. And they taught me the game very well.
I was in Chicago, night of the draft, had a nice little tailor suit on. I was with my family and my coaches, position coach and head coach. And I was just trying to feel relaxed. I know it was a lot of emotions. It was just exhilarating just to hear my name called.
With the 10th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Eli Apple, defensive back, Ohio State.
Hearing my name called was a little crazy. It was Coach McAdoo. I couldn't really hear him because a lot of people were screaming, but he was just like, welcome to the Giants, and I was just going crazy. I didn't know how to react. You know, I just tried to take it all in.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Eli Apple was the Giants' first-round draft pick last season, 2016. So, how well do you know Eli Apple? Here's Brandon London.
All right, Giants fans, Brandon London here with another edition of Know Your Giants, presented to you by PNC Wealth Management. Eli Apple, and we're going to see how well your teammates know you. Here we go. What is his middle name?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not showing that.
Eli Apple, that's it. That's all I got.
It's African, by the way. Kwaku Mensah.
Cool, all right. So I just, all right, Kwaku, when, say that one.
Kwaku Mensah.
All right.
So when you see him, what are you going to say? What's up?
What's up, Kwaku Mensah?
Here we go. I like you, LC. You the man. Nickname.
What's Eli nickname? What? I have no idea.
Apple?
I don't know. The boy got so many nicknames.
People just call me E for short. That's about it.
College he attended?
Ohio State.
The Ohio State. Those guys kind of get mad about that sometimes.
Ohio State.
I'll still take a ding. Hometown?
New Jersey.
He from up the road. Yeah, Philly. Yeah, he from Philly.
Philly is correct. How many siblings does he have?
He has two sisters.
Sister... That's it, right?
He does not have any siblings.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have two older brothers and a younger sister.
His favorite type of music?
Rap music.
R&B.
What is he talking about?
R&B-E.
Okay.
You don't look like an R&B guy, man. You like Young Lottie.
I get in my feelings sometimes, man. Yeah.
Favorite movie?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Favorite movie? I'm going to go with Scarface because everybody likes Scarface, but he don't seem like a guy to like Scarface.
Need a lifeline?
Yeah.
You want to win? Let Booby spin.
Friday Night Lights.
Favorite two music artists?
I like Jay-Z and Kanye.
If he was not a cornerback, what position would he play?
He probably said something goofy. Let's go with quarterback.
I would say tight end, but he probably thinks wide receiver.
Congratulations, you're right. And last but not least, his most popular saying.
I don't know. Give me that one.
Already stay ready.
Okay, yeah. Already stay ready.
Already. There we go. Stay ready. That's my thing.
I want to see who gets that.
Eli Apple was a first-round draft pick. Paul Perkins, a fifth-round pick. Here's the UCLA running back in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Paul Perkins, and you're going 60 seconds with me. I grew up in Chandler, Arizona. One thing I definitely can't live without is my family. My favorite video game growing up as a kid was probably either Crash or Spyro, the old PS1 games. Favorite food is probably French toast. Favorite snack, I'd have to go with Twinkies. Celebrity crush would have to be Halle Berry. The actor that would play me in a movie would be Taye Diggs. Strangest talent I have, I can play the piano. If I ran for president, I would definitely have Rashad Jennings as my running mate. If I had a song played after every touchdown I scored, it would be T.I. Bring Him Out. Last song I sang in the shower was Where I Wanna Be by Donnell Jones. One word I would use to describe myself, sensational. Thanks for going 60 seconds with me, Paul Perkins.
Still to come in the program, I'm going to tell you about a unique Giants fan cave. But as we go to this commercial break, here's Paul Perkins' draft day memory.
Brought my friends and family from back home in California to watch the draft. We watched all 3 days. I remember being very anxious. Definitely when I got the call, when I saw my name on the TV from David Tyree, it was definitely a relief.
And with the 149th pick of the 2016 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Paul Perkins, running back, UCLA.
Once I got the call from a Hackensack, New Jersey number, everything kind of just went in a blur, but I remember sweating a lot for some reason. Uncontrollable smile, but my family and friends were there. They got it all on videotape.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants fans are really into the fan cave, and we've seen some pretty unique ones. How about Baker Kelly Banks and her husband, Brian?
Hey, guys, I'm Brian Banks. I'm the biggest Giants fan in New Berlin, New York. Why don't you come in and see my fan cave? Here's the man cave. This is my giant shrine. Actually, when you first come in, this is my mannequin. Scares most people when they come in. We were looking for a house up in New Berlin area. Literally, I walk in the house, I open these doors, and I'm like, this is my room. This is it. It was kind of like, this is meant to be, you know, my room. It was really neat. I always look around and see the pictures of the people that I've been with, and, you know, as soon as I see that picture, I can flash back and say, I remember that day, I met this guy, I met this guy. I've got probably 15 to 20 jerseys. You know, I got some guys like Odell Beckham Jr., Roll obviously signed it. But then you can never wear that again, so you've got to frame it, got to put it on the wall, and then obviously that takes a lot of real estate. Back in like 85, 86, my second oldest brother, Mike, was a big-time Giants fan. At that time, the only thing that ever came out of his mouth was Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker. Just that idea got me more into the Giants than most anything else. Once I saw the games, LT, obviously, he's the main reason that I'm a Giants fan today. As you see in the pictures here, I have a couple shows we went to, and the last show we went to, he signed the picture for me, and he handed me a cigar and said, I'll be back for this, and he never came back, so obviously I kept LT's cigar and put it on my wall. My brother-in-law lives in Boston, and both times that they beat the Patriots, he sent me the Boston Globe, and I love it. I think it's the best thing. History repeats, history derailed, you know, gotta love that stuff. I remember the 1990 Super Bowl. At half, my grandmother made us go to bed, and we were all standing at the top of the stairs, kind of peeking through this little crack where we could see the game. And she kept it on, because I think she knew that we were up there. And then they, obviously, Nora would miss a field goal, and we all started screaming, jumping up and down, and she yells at us, okay, now go to bed. So she did know that we were up there, but that's one of my favorite memories. Last year for my birthday, my wife got me the New York Giants ceiling fan. You don't see that very often. I go to every game with my wife, Kelly. She actually makes cakes for like autograph shows, basically.
In the past year and a half, I've gotten into making cakes and cupcakes for Giants players, past and present. Done quite a few Giants cakes now. One of my favorites is Michael Strahan, his past birthday. He wrote a book. I put his book on it, and I put his football helmet on it. So I got to kind of put everything together for everything that he's accomplished under one cake, so that was pretty cool.
This one of my favorite pictures here, Hall of Fame enshrinement for Michael Strahan, and he was actually driving down in the car, and he looked over, and we were sitting in the Raiders section, and he stopped, saw us, and actually ran over, stopped the parade, and took a selfie with us. And, you know, at that point, we knew that you see the Michael Strahan on TV, that's the same Michael Strahan you get. I keep joking, but I really think it wants to happen. I want to put a slab out back and put a double wide and make it my Giants house. I think that's probably the best thing I could do, because my Giants, obviously, are number one to me. So that's it. You've seen everything I've got for now. Hopefully it'll always be growing, and go Giants.
You know, one of the really cool things is the Giants teaming up with Make-A-Wish Foundation. And now Aquafina All Access, here's a look at Parker Strong.
The Giants and the Make-A-Wish Foundation of New Jersey helped grant a special wish for 15-year-old Parker Strong, who's currently battling a life-threatening disease.
We got Parker here. You want to come on in and break us down?
You guys need to think it through, and we need you guys to win.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Ready? On three, Giants. One, two, three,
Giants!
He got to spend time with his favorite players during practice.
What's up, Parker?
How you doing, Eli? Good to see you, man. Got the pass?
There it is.
Yeah. Here for you.
All right, thanks for coming out with us.
Thanks so much. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Then Parker capped off a memorable weekend at the Giants-Eagles game with a special recognition on the field.
Fans, in today's Make-A-Wish moment, we feature 15-year-old Parker Strong. Today, he joins us on the field for the game. Let's wish Parker and his family all the best as he courageously tackles this disease.
My draft experience was great, being able to have my family there and then being... us being so close, it made the opportunity and the event that much more special. And wishing the best of luck to those guys that are coming up. I know this is an exciting moment for you, and definitely looking forward to it.
Back here in Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Draft weekend brings a lot of social media in and around the New York Giants. So with the social media buzz, here's Emma Captain.
Hey guys, on Tuesday, Paul Perkins, Brad Wing, and Tavares King were at Thomas Jefferson Middle School for a Play 60 event. These guys had so much fun with the kids. They played red light, green light, basketball, and they even had a dance off. But Play 60 wasn't the only thing Tavares was up to. He visited his old stomping grounds at the University of Georgia, and he got to hang out with the team mascot, Ugga. So cute. Brandon Marshall and Cam Newton are going to be in an episode of Michael Strahan's new show, The $100,000 Pyramid. He posted this behind-the-scenes photo on Twitter. Now, speaking of alumni, former Giants fullback Henry Hynoski and his wife are expecting, and here is how they did the baby reveal.
Oh. Watch out.
Congratulations, guys. That's it for this week. I'll see you guys next time.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course, go to Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, navigating life together.